Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Lab.
Anyway, I can help the team, the best I can. That's the kind of guy I am.
hey, that's the kind of guys they want. I mean, and for you, kind of take us through the defensive scheme. You know, how did the defense use you and utilize your talents? And I guess, you know, what coverage do you prefer most and feel most comfortable doing?
Me personally, I could not adjust to any kind of scheme. In Miami, it was a mix of man and zone, but at West Georgia, it was majority man, probably 95% of the time we're man, which I love because, you know, like I said, I want that task of taking that guy out the game. Initially, that's kind of how I was used. That's basically how I was used. I would follow the man. I'd have the man throughout the game. I'd follow him inside and out. I feel like traffic's going to see that on the film. I would just follow the guy and just take him out the game. So I love man, though. I love man. That's what the game is nowadays, winning an individual matchup.
Yeah, it is, and I think it's arguably the toughest position out there. I mean, having to mirror these receivers and the way they're so athletic and kind of being able to have to mirror these guys and kind of keep these guys held down, especially as they've kind of catered to the offense and you guys are more restricted each and every year. I mean, again, just kudos, Cedric, for you playing this tough position. We also asked this question because, you know, we know guys at the next level, potential hires, scouts, coaches do listen into our shows. Anything go unnoticed? I mean, could have been the defensive system. Maybe you could have blitzed more. Maybe played it more run support. Team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie. I mean, Cedric, what do these guys need to know that they can't see on tape, but it's definitely a big boost for you?
Oh, man, I'm a film, like you said, film, everything, really. Weight room warrior, film junkie. Just, you know what I mean? On the film, like I said, I took the guys out the game, so they'll have to really pay attention to that, you know. They'll try to target them here and there, but once that was done, it was just that these guys would be out the game. I was just a lot of third down stops. I'm that kind of guy, you know, I'm there with the main dude, I'm the main man when it's time to get off the field. I pride myself on doing that, getting my team off the field. I put those things, I love having the pressure on my back. That's the kind of guy I am. But yeah, I'm a grinder, man. Like this whole year, I took it. My main approach was taking everything like a pro, and all I did was just anytime I'm at home, it's either because I'm a father, so. Either I'm speaking to my kids or just watching film. There's nothing else really to do. Yeah. I love the game, so I just dedicate everything to it.
Excellent, man, excellent. I'm curious. I mean, you come across as a real chill guy, kind of calm, collective. What are you like lining up against on a Saturday? I mean, are you chatty out there? Kind of, you know, it's 3rd and 8.
Yes, sir.
You're lining up.
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
What's it like for me? Oh, let's see. So you're going to talk a little smack if you need to, or that's already coming?
Yes, sir. I mean, like I said, I came over as a receiver. No, that was my thing. I wanted to make it to the NFL as a receiver, so that was the kind of guy I am. I'm a big talker out there on the field, you know. So when we line up, I'm going to let you know, like, what's about to happen. Because it's my job anyways. I got to take you out in the game, so it's not going to be a, you know, mistake of what's going on. I'm going to find that number one guy, and I'm going to let him know, hey, I'm here all day, you know. Majority of the time, I take him away so bad, they trying to try to talk to me, whatever. That's how I was like, man. You know what I mean? Doing what I got to do now, taking you out of the game. So, yeah, that's the kind of guy I am.
I love it. Let me ask you, is there something you could say on the air? I mean, is there one staple statement or one famous or most used quote that you usually relay to these receivers to kind of say, hey, you know, I'm here, I'm going to make your day miserable?
Oh, that's about it, man. I'm here, man. It's going to be a long day. Yes, sir. You know what I mean? I'm getting the phrase, it's going to be a long day. They already know it. I just let them know. It's going to be a long day. Everywhere you go, I'm coming.
I love it.
Yes, sir.
I love it. Yes, I do. I love it. How about comparisons? It's a Monday night. You're watching the game. Your family, friends, coaches, teammates, they're somewhere else watching the game. I mean, your phone ever blow up a little bit, or maybe you get some text messages saying, hey, Cedric, when we watch this guy, this is somebody that you remind us of that's at the next level?
Most of the people I speak to is just more like my immediate family, my mother, you know, as are my children. Most of my family is in Africa, so they don't really pay attention to the game as much. But hey, I don't know. It's a lot of guys I like to model my game after. Like I said, I like the man-to-man corner. So I look at guys like Tre'Davious White, the way they use their feet. I mean, the top dude in the game right now is, you know, Gilmore. So I like to see guys like that, see how they mirror and use their length, you know, to their advantage. So.
Nice. And you said your mom's back and your family's back in Africa. I mean, did you come over
mom,
at a different time and they
here.
Went back? Kind of. Oh, okay. Your mother's
well,
here.
Well, my mother's
okay.
here, but yeah, I came here with my mother in about 2006 from the Ivory Coast. I told you what.
Oh, wow. And then so let me ask you this. I did not know this, and this is why we love having you guys on. So, I mean, kind of how did you get started playing football, and what age were you?
I started playing football in high school, but, you know, like throughout middle school,
okay.
I'll see y'all watch games, and here and there you see Randy Moss was a guy that just, like, stood out to me. So I was just like, man, that's amazing how he does that. But majority of my life, I was a soccer player. That was my main thing. That's why I, you know, thought I would see myself at the professional level. But then when we came over, I tried to adapt middle school to basketball and high school. I went out with some of my friends, you know, tried out for the high school team as a receiver. And yeah, I ended up doing everything. So I was a soccer player, just playing kicker, receiver, you know, safety, everything. And then I just took off from there.
Oh, that's fantastic. Once again, Cedric Asai here on the C2P talking a little NFL draft with this West Georgia standout. Also played some ball at Miami, Ohio, kind of talking about how he brings what he brings to this next level and why we should be looking at him as he makes his path towards his 2020 NFL draft. Cedric, before we let you go, we always like to call it three and out, a few off-the-wall questions. Are you ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Take us inside that West Georgia locker room. Could be you or a teammate. Who had the most bizarre nickname and how'd they get it?
Ooh, bizarre. That's hard. I mean, one nickname that did stand out of everybody, I'll say Big D. That's our D tackle, man. He got that from just his size. I mean, he's about 6'5", 300 plus. Just, you know, he's all muscle. So that's one nickname everybody knows, Big D.
Fair enough. How about this one? Any pregame rituals? Is there anything that you have to do religiously before you get ready for a game?
Honestly, I usually just play that music. I try to stay relaxed, but when it's about that time, it's not much I really have to do. I just stay zoned in, play my music, and just you know, answer where you get when you go out there.
Excellent. And then the final one. I think this is the question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. We always tally up the names before our last show on draft night, and we find out who had the most votes. But with that said, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Oh, man, that's tough. That's tough right there. That's a tough one, honestly. I haven't been thinking about that. How long do I have for that question?
Well, let's see. We got about a minute 10 before the show, but, you know. But
A minute 10. Oh, man. All right. I'm going to take a wild one. I'm going to go. Her name is probably a little different off the wall. Right? Jordan Woods, yeah.
There you go. I love it. See, you know, and I told you, that's what I love. I mean, you know, we go through the whole program, you know, just asking questions, shoot the dialogue back and forth. And then when we get to that question, you know, that's the question, like, oh, that's a good, like, that's like, oh, I really got to think about this one. You know, that's what I love about it. I mean, and you're not, every guest, it's always the same thing, you know. So I remember down at the Combine a few years back, Sierra Wood, Notre Dame running back, I asked him that, and it was like he was prepared for it. He whipped off five. He goes, can I have five? I go, it's your show. You can pick as many dinner dates as you want. And it was like a rapid-fire succession. I forget who he said, but it was like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I was like, man, Sierra, you're prepared. Hey, Cedric, man, we appreciate you. We appreciate you sharing your time. And I'm telling you, I love getting you guys on, the guys that we don't know yet about that we want to know about. And again, we always say, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to follow you as you make your path to this next level.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Mr. Marshall. Definitely appreciate all the opportunity.
No problem at all. No problem at all. Once again, that is Cedric Asaidi, standout from West Georgia. And hey, folks, he mentioned that 4'3", that long, lengthy body. He's definitely going to attract some attention. So that pro day, these private workouts, are going to be coming up in his favor. And again, he's going to be a guy that we're going to kind of keep paying tabs on. If you want more of him, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Apple Music, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guest, Cedric Asai from West Georgia.
This has been a C2P exclusive.